Imagine walking into a hospital where every interaction feels as thoughtfully designed as a Disney experience, where staff members don't just provide care, but create memorable moments, where the measure of success isn't merely clinical outcomes, but the stories patients tell afterward. This is the revolutionary vision Fred Lee presents in If Disney Ran Your Hospital. Drawing from his unique dual perspective as both a hospital executive and Disney cast member, Lee challenges us to reimagine healthcare delivery through the lens of the world's premier entertainment company. The core insight? Hospitals aren't competing against other hospitals. They're competing against every service experience their patients have ever had. That friendly barista who remembers your coffee order? She's setting the standard against which your registration desk is measured. The hotel concierge who goes above and beyond? He's establishing expectations for your transport team. This expanded definition of competition fundamentally transforms how we approach patient care. Most dissatisfied patients never complain. They simply leave and tell others about their negative experiences. While satisfaction occurs when expectations are met, loyalty requires exceeding them with something memorable. This distinction is crucial, yet often overlooked by hospitals focused solely on satisfaction scores. In evaluating services, fours, satisfied, typically indicate everything worked as expected, while fives, very satisfied, reflect lasting impressions. Disney recognizes this by counting only very satisfied responses, explaining their realistic 60 to 70% satisfaction rates compared to hospitals' inflated 80 to 90% scores that include all positive responses. Creating loyalty doesn't require constant extraordinary efforts. One memorable moment can transform a satisfied patient into a loyal advocate. When Judy faced breast cancer surgery, her nurse's simple act of sitting silently and holding her hand while she cried became the defining moment of her hospitalization. Such spontaneous empathy builds loyalty beyond what mere competence can achieve. World-class organizations measure loyalty without manipulating scores. The most accurate predictor of customer behavior is asking, "How likely are you to recommend this company?" on a 0 to 10 scale. Discharge phone calls, where nurses contact patients within days of leaving, remain the most effective way to influence satisfaction scores while extending care and addressing concerns. Hospital staff often resist service initiatives, claiming, "This isn't Disney," or "We need more staff." Yet Disney's success stems from clear priorities: safety first, courtesy second, show third, efficiency fourth. While hospitals and Disney share safety as their top priority, most hospitals prioritize efficiency over courtesy. This creates a disconnect. Patients judge their experience by courtesy, while staff are measured by efficiency metrics. A personal experience illustrates this. During one hospital stay, nurses loudly responded through intercoms to patient calls. At another hospital, nurses quietly entered rooms instead, having never got into that habit of using intercoms. This shows how courtesy can be prioritized through simple cultural practices, not additional resources. Paradoxically, when departments prioritize courtesy over efficiency, they often become more efficient. Avista Hospital's implementation of room service for patients, families, staff, and nearby doctors saved money through increased volume and reduced waste while building strong community loyalty. Imagine checking into a Disney resort where staff constantly push for perfect satisfaction scores. This feels manipulative, yet hospitals nationwide do this when financial incentives are tied to satisfaction metrics, leading organizations to game the system rather than improve service. Patient feedback is influenced by social psychology. At Florida Hospital, executive rounding yielded few complaints because patients hesitated to criticize authority figures. Housekeepers and volunteers, perceived as having lower status, often gather more honest feedback. Surgery departments excel in satisfaction metrics largely because they make follow-up calls. These calls extend care by addressing questions and concerns, enhancing both patient satisfaction and loyalty. A security officer's refusal to unlock a classroom without distant approval from central dispatch exemplifies how functional silos paralyze frontline decision-making. Disney revolutionized operations by breaking down these silos. At Epcot Center, they consolidated previously fragmented pavilion management under single leaders. More importantly, they empowered frontline staff to provide immediate service recovery, from simple ice cream cones to resort stays without seeking approval. Many hospitals still struggle with centralized bureaucracy, requiring satellite administrators to defer to distant headquarters for decisions. This structure inherently stifles speed and responsiveness. True accountability means enabling frontline staff to say yes when money is involved. Service recovery should be proactive, like Marriott providing fruit baskets for inconvenienced guests before complaints arise, rather than only responding to vocal dissatisfaction. Hospitals should view their work as theater, not just service. While Disney's entertainment focus seems different from healthcare, both deliver transformative experiences. This perspective can revitalize service initiatives by emphasizing patient experiences over caregiver service. Hospital work is theater, not just metaphorically. Terms like walk the talk and role modeling reflect that staff are always performing and influencing others. Every performer communicates through tone, expressions, and body language, consciously or not. Like stage actors who deliver consistently despite personal circumstances, healthcare workers must bring quality to each patient interaction. Top organizations excel through their ability to repeat excellent performances reliably. Acting means authentic engagement through imagination, not pretense. When nurses connect imaginatively with patients, they provide genuine empathy and compassion. Learning patients' personal stories helps caregivers see them as complete humans rather than conditions. One nurse's perspective transformed after her director shared residents' life stories during an Alzheimer's unit tour. They became real people to me instead of just patients. Motivational imagination, our ability to envision inspiring scenarios, can transform healthcare delivery. Motivation progresses from compliance, forced action, to willpower, self-directed action, to imagination, desire-driven action, and finally, to habit, natural action. Hospital service programs often fail by copying hospitality industry models that emphasize courtesy over compassion. While hotels can script interactions, healthcare demands genuine emotional connection. Training should inspire caregivers' healing mission rather than enforce superficial courtesy rules. Since our bodies naturally reflect our thoughts and feelings, authentic empathy can't be faked. Instead of teaching scripted behaviors, we should encourage staff to imagine, "What if this were my mother?" or "How would I feel in this situation?" Managing angry patients requires genuine empathy, not technical approaches. While organizations often teach acronym-based methods like LAST, Listen, Apologize, Solve, Thank, authentic empathy proves more effective than memorized responses. Disney's success stems from consistent execution of shared values, not unique knowledge. Dreams, more than mission statements, inspire true commitment. Walt Disney's ability to share his vision motivated others to act without external incentives. Excellence energizes while mediocrity deflates. Low morale typically stems from poor team performance and uninspired leadership rather than pay or workload. Healthcare magic emerges from meaningful caregiver-patient moments, not from systems or metrics. When we prioritize compassion and empower staff, we transform patients into loyal advocates.